This is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. Britain leapt ahead of the U.S. in investing in wind energy recently. The government is investing $160 billion to construct 9 giant offshore wind farms, the London Times reported. The wind turbines will be used to supply one-third of the country's energy demands by 2020 and are by far the most ambitious global wind energy plan to date. It is estimated that this will create 60,000 new jobs. Work will begin by 2015 by 6 major utilities and 2 Scandinavian power companies on seabed parcels auctioned off by the Crown Estate, owned by the royal family. The 9 sites are expected to generate more than 25 gigawatts of power, which is roughly 12% of current U.S. demand. The cost of wind energy is comparable to coal, and it comes without pollution and global warming effects. Denmark derives 20% of its power from wind, Spain 9%, and Germany 7%, while the U.S. lags well behind with less than 1%. The U.S. federal government uses tax credits to encourage wind energy production, but has made no major financial investment in it. Current U.S. legislation envisions only 11% of the U.S. 2020 energy demands being met by clean renewable energy, of which wind is only a part. For more, Google in quotes, the Climate Change Report. This is Mel Hart.